Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. It is Red Men News live in your ears and faces. I am Paul Mayton. I'm joined by Ross Chanley today for this one on Tuesday. This show is brought to you in association with The Athletic, the best writing in the world around Liverpool Football Club right now. And they have a fantastic offer for you. If you've not signed up yet, you can do so right now with a flash sale, 60% off their yearly subscription, which brings it down to around £24 for the year. If you go to theathletic.co.uk/RMTV60, that's RMTV lowercase and the number 60 to get that 60% discount. And you get the stuff written by the likes of James Pearce, by Simon Hughes, and some of the best sports writers on the planet right now, with no annoying or hassles from pop-ups, adverts, or that jazz. Very, very good stuff. I'm going to draw your attention just quickly to something they've got going on from the off the back of the weekend. There's an opportunity, and it's funny, those things, it crops up when you've got the notifications on, these come up. Get a chat now live with the Liverpool reporter, and James Pearce does a Q&A after the game and sometimes throughout the week. But just a couple of little interesting tidbits from this. When he was asked by a guy called James G, he was being asked about investigation into Premier League referees, and Jay says, "I think that the VAR system is set up completely wrong. They seem scared to overrule on the pitch refs." And a little bit later on, he was asked from a guy called David C, "Poor performance and a terrible ref aside, do you think there's a mental block about us playing at Old Trafford?" To which James said, "I think that plays a part. It makes a big difference when you've gone somewhere and won before. This team haven't. Klopp's wait for a win here." Goes on. Interesting stuff. I one of the things I like about this is like the accessibility. Rafa Benitez did a Q&A a couple of weeks ago. You get some quite interesting stuff come up from it.
Yeah, I'm quite happy for James Pearce as well, because we've obviously met him quite a few times. He seems to be really enjoying that role, and you know, the engagement is something not really happy for. I'm obviously just putting stuff out on websites and stuff, but it's good for the reader to have that interaction. I think it's something that obviously we're doing right now, but it's good with the likes of James Pearce to be able to do that and get their views on things rather than, you know, just kind of being told news all the time. So I thought that interaction's key for me. It's obviously why I like doing this, but just to have someone who writes stuff to have an opinion, I think it gives them a lot more personality behind and stuff. And, you know, I agree, the VAR stuff we covered yesterday on the Iran League, I agree with that. You know, something we mentioned yesterday, you know, people are scared to overrule the referee, whether it's an ego thing or the way that it's set up, as James alludes to there. You know, it's always a topic for discussion. And the fact you can just go and ask him whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
He will answer everything.
Yeah, he doesn't. There's some stuff in there that very much does not get answered. But no, it's one of those things. I just thought it was worth drawing attention to, because it's just a nice little added feature of the Athletic. And so you get some nice little tidbits from Pearce, etc. And the fact that you can go in and get a real insight into the minds of what's going on in other fan bases, because obviously you can do that for the Man City journalists and the rest around the Premier League. Anyway, we move on. Patrice Evra was on Sky Sports last night. On Monday Night Football, and there's a really interesting bit that's come out of it. We can't play the clip for you because we don't have the rights to it, but it's on the Sky Sports Premier League Twitter account, with Carragher apologised for the Liverpool wearing the T-shirt in defence of Luis Suarez, going back with the racism stuff. Sounds good. I'm pleased with that. And look, it was always going to be an awkward situation with Evra being there. It was bound to come. It's weird, isn't it? I think a lot of stupid things were done and said at the time. I know we were, you know, personally, I was guilty of it. I think, you know, I think we do this as a football fans, but you buy into whatever the narrative your football club's selling you, you know, and that can be daft things like, I say, Man City fans are bought in on the idea that the Premier League's bigger than the European Cup because Pep Guardiola wants them to think that way. But at the time, God, I threw 100% in behind Luis Suarez on this, because, and Evra was. what's the word? He was held up as some sort of, I mean, outside Suarez was the villain, of course, and obviously is the villain of the piece. But I think within the Liverpool circles, it was put up like Evra was the bad guy in this, and he was a liar, and he was looking to besmirch Suarez. So I think we all threw him behind it. But good to see Jamie Carragher kind of to come out and say it was a stupid decision, basically, to wear those Suarez t-shirts.
Yeah, it's very, very open and honest, and you know, as you just touched on there, you go on what your club says, and he actually says it in the video. If you know, it wasn't Kenny's decision, it was kind of club decision, and people that were close to Luis Suarez, and he's obviously not excusing what he did, but as you just said there, you know, your immediate reaction is to when something bad happens to kind of like a family or your club or whatever, your first reaction is to go on to the defence without having information. And Evra points out as well, like, you know, it was kind of done after he received the ban, mm-hmm. so that obviously made it worse for him. Somebody because on the Sambury understands that they've been defensive behind it. I think in any situation with racism, I think it's come up a lot recently in the past few weeks, is education is the way forward, and the fact, yeah. You know, Carragher's admitted that he was wrong and Liverpool were wrong in that, but you know, it doesn't excuse what you do. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone says stuff that they don't mean, and you know, action stuff that they don't mean. It's kind of learning from that and recognise that you've done something wrong,
yeah.
is a big step. It doesn't make it right what you've done, but it's a step forward. It's better than just kind of ignoring
the level of, there's a level of safe self-awareness, I think, around stuff more so these days. And you know, looking back on it now, it's horrendous, and it was just, and I don't think there's anyone who looks back on that at the time and the way that Liverpool handled it and the way that we all spoke about it at the time and thinks, yeah, that was absolutely spot on. They got that one. It was horrendous mismanagement. They totally misjudged the situation, and you're guilty of living within the bubbles at times. Yeah. And I think that was the perfect example of it. And you know, I don't think, you know, so many years on, I don't think it makes it better apologising for stuff, particularly, you know, it doesn't change what everyone will have been feeling and how Liverpool was perceived at the time, because again, you know, it's hard, you know, to talk about the racism stuff at the time when it's not something we have to face. I live in a world of anti-Scouse culture, which I take personally. It was my only very brief glimpse into that kind of thing, which I don't think comes close to comparing, of course. But I think there was at the time, I don't think we appreciated the negative impact that had around people from other backgrounds, other cultures and what have you, and having to go to Anfield knowing that Liverpool had taken that stance was a very, very stupid, dark and just a weird time at the football club, and I'm glad that everything's moved on in the positive direction.
Yeah, the club have a responsibility as well. You know, they're obviously carrying the thoughts of, you know, millions of people on a fan base, and that's a result of what happened. If, you know, there'll be people that didn't say, you know, that Suarez was in the right, but you know, Liverpool would be then being branded that, and it crops up, you know, now and again, like, you're a Liverpool fan, you defended, you know, Luis Suarez, but not everyone did that. It's the same with Chelsea. You know, they have a reputation for being racist. Not every Chelsea fan is a racist, because that would be stupid, and it was the same, again, not defending what happened.
There's a lot of point scoring that happens with it, exactly, which does my head in about it, because I think, again, it's an opportune moment for him to, he's there face-to-face with him and saying, look, it was stupid and all that kind of stuff. Like, but the point scoring on it, like, because racism is such a big, it's back on, we talked about this on the show yesterday, it's back in everyone's timelines. It's big news at the moment, as it should be. But I can't stand the fact that, like, Liverpool, like, you've got Jordan Henderson posting a picture after the Bulgaria stuff, and then you've got Man United fans putting pictures of the Suarez stuff as though you're not allowed to be better educated and grow and have a more rounded, more sensible, you know, again, better educated opinion on stuff. But yeah, hopefully that's, you know, it's a step in the right direction, and you know, it is what it is. But yeah, credit to Jamie Carragher, because he could have doubled down on it, but you know, there was no need for him to do, and at least he's definitely
made it worse.
100%. Let's move on. We talked a little bit about the ongoing New Balance Liverpool court case, which is happening in day three at the moment. There's a couple of really interesting things that came out of day two that we're going to touch upon. One is the reference to LeBron James. Now, we've heard it mentioned, obviously, the big issues around this. In fact, I'll tell you what, before we go on to that, we'll talk about, there's a little roundup here on the Echo website, and they talk about what's kind of been happening so far. Nike have already committed to the deal, reportedly spending $6 million on kit design and reserving factory capacity for 2.9 million units. Central to the case so far has been distribution. Liverpool say a clause in the Nike offer to sell Liverpool kits in 6,000 retail outlets worldwide is impossible for New Balance to match. New Balance have done a couple of things, and they're trying to prove that it is possible for them to match that. What's coming out of this is basically, where Liverpool might fall flat in this, Ross, is they've kind of they've made it about almost exclusively about this 6,000, this 6,000 doors, these retail outlets that Nike are going to be able to sell to. And then there's a couple of where Billy Hogan's been getting cross-examined. They're mentioning things which will come on to like LeBron and the external things, and they're going, well, hang on a second, this isn't contracted. There's nothing in your Nike contract that says LeBron James, et cetera, et cetera. But it's very messy, isn't it? And you're finding things where New Balance are being questioned on their ability to deliver, their numbers. It seems like a bigger mess than maybe we thought it might be.
Yeah, and the other danger is, you know, depending on what the outcome is, you know, if we don't end up with Nike, we end up with New Balance. It's kind of like just a bit awkward, isn't it? It's going, oh yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, we like you really, bought them 6,000 outlets.
Well, it's like splitting up with someone and then going online and going, oh my God, I'm finally free of that person. They're terrible. They're all listing all the problems and slagging off to all your mates. And then you decide, you get back together again. And it's like, right. You know, that stuff I said, all that unforgivable stuff.
Soz.
Yeah.
But the other thing as well, you know, I think a lot of people are pointing towards Nike, and I think if you said, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
By speaking for myself here, I haven't really heard of New Balance, whereas Nike are a global entity. You look at those people, they've got to wear the Nike stuff. I think Liverpool want to go in a direction similar to Juve and PSG, maybe in the sense that they want to create a brand for Liverpool that's not necessarily football kits. It might be other stuff, like they've done and kind of grow it that way into different merchandise. It's not obviously Liverpool stuff. But then you get the LeBron James and other people like that, which is, you know, is a marketing tool, which I don't think New Balance have. We spoke about it the other week of that's how Beats started out. You know, they're just handing out Beats to everyone, those celebrities are wearing them, and subliminal messaging, you know, people go, actually, he's worn them out, but I'll buy that sort of thing.
Well, just a couple of the key points then, which we'll know sooner on that. I think it's going to be, this is the final day, they're going to be summing up today, and then they shouldn't apparently take the judge too long to come to a final verdict on it all. But Liverpool have accused New Balance of setting utterly unreal expectations and highlighted significant errors in the company's calculations as to how it could achieve the targets of 6,000 doors. New Balance is key to convincing the judge that questions around future distribution potential is irrelevant to whether New Balance can meet the material, measurable and matchable terms. So what they're saying is, well, hang on a second, surely this is just about sales, unit sales, and because one of the key arguments we've seen so far is they sold 2.9 million units, New Balance. Nike have apparently budgeted for, as mentioned earlier, 2.9. And they said, well, hang on a second, if we're selling the same amount of shirts, what does it matter? And it's whether the judge sees the value beyond that. And then it says, obviously, if New Balance, which currently selling Liverpool products in around 4,000 doors and smashing sales records, managed to persuade the judge that a further 2,000 is within relatively easy reach, it could be enough to convince in their favour, which is it might not be as cut and dry. But just going back then, a couple of the interesting things. There's mention there by LeBron James being used because of how big and popular NBA is in China, mm-hmm. and he's thinking of him as the Trojan horse to get into the Chinese market, which is obviously what we talked about. But I think it's actually the first time we've really seen it spelled out, not just in terms of, well, we're just going to give LeBron James some Liverpool caps and hope for the best.
Yeah.
There's clearly a thought process, and there's one other quote which we touched on briefly before we were filming earlier today. There's mention of Converse. Now I talked about it. We were tearing the brands the other day, and I was saying, like, in terms of like footwear that you wear in Liverpool, it's like Adidas, Nike's, Converse, and you know, and New Balance are kind of creeping up in terms of cool stuff.
Or Lawrence Daly for Everton fan,
you know. But I thought it was interesting. They're saying there's nothing in the Nike. There's nothing in the Nike terms that gives us Converse. But it's mentioned that there's a couple of Nike have offered up a couple of their. It says here, Nike offered two Nike controlled brands, but they've not specified Converse. But it's just one of those little things where, like, you know, I've said it before. I'm not a major fan of Nike or what the other stuff and what they produce. I prefer Adidas. You know, all told. But I really like Converse and the idea of like some Liverpool Converse trainees. So what that, this is the problem.
Should
the
judges thinking that? I'd love
some Liverpool Connie. Yeah, that might be a deal maker. So more on that as and when it develops, but you can follow the Liverpool Echo for more than that. Just want to draw your attention to the fact that tomorrow night Liverpool are, of course, facing Genk away from home. We've got Si Fletcher over there covering it for us, but we're going to be in Liverpool. We're going to be watching it live in Liverpool City Centre. And if you go to ctickets.com and you type in Redmen into the search bar, you will find our live match day show tickets are available there. The £5, it's £5.50 with the processing fee or whatever, but the £5 that is the ticket price, we're going to be donating to the Liverpool Food Bank. As well, so we're not going to make any money off this. We're just going to do it because we quite fancy, rather than sitting in the studio and watching the match. We thought, let's get out, let's hang out with Redmen subscribers and all that kind of stuff. Have a bevy. There's going to be some live music. We're going to be doing live shows pre-match and the usual post-match content with the audience as well. We're going to have a bit of a sing-song, a bit of a chat, a bit of a gab, a bit of a laugh. Hopefully, watch Liverpool smack Genk everywhere.
If you've been to one of these live shows before, you'll know it's worth it just for Chris's. Antics,
yeah.
Say.
Chris Pajak, always worth a few bob, and not only do you get the benefit of seeing Chris do what Chris does when he's had a few at the live events and some live music and all this stuff, but you get to donate to a good cause as well. So we'll put the link in the description and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, if you just go to ctickets.com and type in Redmen, then it will come up there. Very good. The tickets are very, very limited on this one. We're getting very close. Obviously, doors opens at 6 o'clock, so you can come in. If you're just in work and you think, oh, I don't want to have to go home, don't bother. Come and hang. We're going to be there from early, but the doors open at 6. We're going to put some stuff on the screen to keep people entertained, hang around, have a chat the Mighty Reds, and then the show will be kicking off a little bit later than that. But yeah, very, very good stuff indeed. Look, the big news, as far as Liverpool goes and Liverpool players go, Ross, 7 Liverpool players are on the Ballon d'Or 30-man shortlist. That is Sadio Mane, Mo Salah, Roberto Firmino, Gini Wijnaldum, Trent Alexander-Arnold, the current bookies' favourite, Virgil van Dijk, and Alisson Becker's up for the goalkeeper award as well. 7, the most of any individual team. Absolutely unbelievable.
The turnaround in the space of 2 years, or maybe to a little bit longer, is absolutely incredible. The fact that I quite like the fact that Gini's on there. I don't think he gets recognised. Someone tweeted yesterday, like, why is he on there? But you know, we've got a question. Hugo Lloris is also on there, which baffled me. But just to be recognised and kind of not be one of those flair players. You know, I said I don't think he'll win it, but the fact that he's been recognised, his name's on there, is incredible for me.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, Sadio Mane is someone that's been tipped over recent weeks. His current form that he's been in. It's been sensational for
me. Maybe Genie's social media managers help this, because they keep putting videos of his bangers for Holland on Twitter, and maybe that's just starts to swerve people's thinking. Look at his performances in Europe over the last 2 seasons, and I know it's not being pulled from 2 seasons, but it is in terms of recognition. You know, I talk about this all the time. Players being recognised by the wider footballing community. You do good work on a European stage over a few seasons, and all of a sudden you're classed as one of the best midfielders in the game. And you know, people remember, you know, Gini Wijnaldum scoring in Rome, scoring obviously scores in the Champions League against Barcelona and all that kind of
twice.
Stuff. Like, yeah, exactly. So, and that goal, like the header, the one that makes everyone explode, is, you know, that's.
Have to watch that again.
Yeah, I know, honestly, still do. Just so you're up to date with it all, the Yashin Award is the goalkeeper award. He's the only goalkeeper to have won the Ballon d'Or itself, which is interesting. But nominees for this are Ellison, brilliant. Brilliant, Paul, well done. Alisson, Ederson, Kepa, Arrizabalaga, Lloris, Manuel Neuer, Samir Handanovic, Jan Oblak, Andre Onana, Wojciech Szczesny and Ter Stegen. We haven't got anyone on the young player list, although there's some really good names on there. And the full list of nominees for the main one: Van Dijk, Bernardo Silva, Son Heung-min, Roberto Lewandowski, Roberto Firmino, Alisson Becker, Matthias De Ligt, Karim Benzema, Jorginho Wijnaldum, Sergio Aguero, Frenkie de Jong, Hugo Lloris, Dusan Tadic, Cristiano Ronaldo, Kylian Mbappe, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Donny van de Beek, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, oh wow, Marc-Andre Ter Stegen, Sadio Mane, Leo Messi, Riyad Mahrez, why? Kevin De Bruyne, Kalidou Koulibaly, Antoine Griezmann also, why? Mohamed Salah, Eden Hazard, Marquinhos, Raheem Sterling and João Felix. There you go. Let us know your thoughts on anything we've discussed so far. Tom has got the comments open and he will be delving into them right now.
On the kit stuff, Joey Muddy says, there's probably only a handful of clubs Nike would be willing to go through a court case to become the kit makers for. Can you imagine them doing the same for a team like West Ham?
No, it is right, isn't it? Because it's a contract of mutual benefit. Nike want to be associated with the biggest clubs and biggest brands to get their name out there, and the same's true in Liverpool. So that's why it's so important. And I'm a little concerned when you read some of the court things that Liverpool might have been a touch blasé in this. I think they've just gone, yeah, we'll get out of this. This matching clause thing's not is going to be a deal breaker. The fact that New Balance have gone to the going to the wire on this one shows you how big Liverpool are and how important Liverpool are as well.
Yeah, because going back about 10 years now, we weren't deemed good enough for Adidas anymore because we weren't getting European football, and now we've got two people going head to head. The other thing that I will say is, you know, there's always a growing frustration with Liverpool fans, and I think it's happening now actually, of New Balance providing kits and running out all the time. Yeah. So the black goalkeeper kit, the European kit, it's a frustration for Liverpool fans of not being able to do that. Whereas I think Nike are a much bigger brand, probably have the manpower to go and do that. Yeah, but that 4,000 to 6,000, I think, you know, New Balance say they can do it, but on evidence, they can't, because the people are waiting 4 or 5 weeks for something and they lose interest. And people go, I won't pre-order it. Well, the £60 a shirt. I mean, you're losing out on loads, whereas now you just go with
that. Yeah, and it's interesting, there was a thread on Twitter, I forget who did it, was it Moutaz maybe, who put a thread of like what that could mean, what the Nike deal as we understand it could mean for Liverpool in terms of added money coming in and stuff. It's very, very, potentially very, very exciting for Liverpool, but we'll have to see. Tom, one more.
Just some breaking news. Ooh. Obviously, Liverpool are training. Yep. They're doing a live training. Mohamed Salah is taking part.
Excellent. Mohamed Salah in training. We might even have to change the title to that. Great to see. Yeah, I think I talked about it on the build-up show. My strong gut feeling was the extra few days to get him ready. I don't know whether he'll start, but if he's training, he's going to be involved in some way, shape, or form, because you need to get them on the pitch as much as possible. I think Klopp knows. I think as fans, we'd place Man United in terms of importance over Genk away in the Champions League. But in terms of how the season's balancing out, it's essential that we get those points tomorrow. So I think we'll look to get a stronger team out as possible.
Yeah, it's good that we gave ourselves some breathing room. But I think, you know, at the time, when you in the build-up to Manchester United game, you know he's not there. You kind of think he won't make Wednesday because he wasn't there at all, not even featured on the bench, where it would have been nice for him to be on the bench. Hindsight is a wonderful thing. We need to bring on the likes of Adam Lallana, who did score, to be fair to him. But you'd rather bring on Mohamed Salah, wouldn't you, in those cases. So, but you're right, give him the extra rest and make him fit and fire and fit for Wednesday, because we've got, you know, two games a week for the next couple of weeks. It's gonna be tough, so why risk him? Same as Alisson. Don't just last week, just let him rest.
Yeah, 100%. Very, very exciting indeed. So, yeah, don't forget to come see us as we watch the game on Wednesday. News will return tomorrow. And thank you very much to The Athletic for the partnership. theathletic.co.uk/RMTV60, lowercase and the numbers, if you want a 60% discount off your yearly subscription rate. Thank you very much for watching, for listening, and, of course, for subscribing to this channel. We'll be back with more news tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.